Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the All About TRH podcast, aka All About the Truth, aka All About the Real Housewives. On today's episode, we touch on Joe Gorga, who recently opened up about his sister helping him out when he first opened up his business. We also get into the latest Miami drama and cover the most recent Valley episode. We hope you guys enjoy.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
How many steps are you at today?
Oh my God, today was a horrible day, so I don't want to talk about it.
No, I want to know. So tell me how many steps you're at.
Literally like 4,000.
Oh my gosh.
How much are you at, you crazy? Right now.
Let me see. Let me look and see my little step thing. We did link it, by the way, but if you didn't get it, just I'm at 19,100.
You are too much. Like, no, that is like crazy. I'm not even joking. Like, even yesterday, you know, I was like trying to compete with you, I ended up at like 10,000 and that was it. Like, I don't understand what you're doing.
Well, I walked outside today, and I will, like, I'll be on the phone or something while I'm walking, so that helps, because I slept in late because the baby, I feel like the first like 2 weeks are kind of like easy with the baby, and then shit starts getting real, and she's 3 weeks now, where she's like up all night and just, ugh. So I slept in and I went and I walked outside, and I'm just like on the phone and stuff, and that gets me through it. And I just keep going. My neighbor came and she was like, hey, and she's like, how are you doing? And I was like, I'm good. And she's like a little bit like nosier, but she's like, how are you doing? I was like, I'm good. She's like, you wearing makeup? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, you going somewhere? I was like, no. I was like, I just got ready for the day. And she's like, okay. She's like, you're fine though? Like, you're outside walking? And I was like, I'm so confused here.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to be doing this when you just had a baby. I mean, like, walking is fine, obviously, but like, you are just like you're just doing too much. Like,
yeah, she probably sees me because she's, you know, she's like bored. She sees me like going back and forth and she's like, is she good?
Yeah, literally.
And she's like, you should probably go inside soon. It's going to rain. I'm like, yeah, it's going to rain in 4 hours. Like, I'm, you know, but I mean, she means no harm at all, but I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, what?
Yeah. Well, like, if I have meetings all day, which like today was like a meeting when I was like presenting to like all my people. So I couldn't just like be in my office walking. So like, I was like in a meeting room, like having to sit my ass down or stand up. So that was all day. So then I finally got home and it was raining. So like, there was nowhere for me to walk today. I was really annoyed.
Well, I can't, like, look, I can't walk when I'm working like how you are. You know, I'm on maternity leave, but I cannot, you know, like, I'm sitting my ass down in an office, but that's why our walking pad is honestly so useful.
Well, I wish I kind of had another one too for like my house. Like, when I'm watching TV, I'm just like walking.
Yeah, that's what sucks for you is that you have to keep it at your office.
Which is the point. And then, and then I'll work out, but.
I know. Yeah. So. Well, as you know, by the way, like, wow, you guys really love Chantel because she had posted on our Instagram story. She's like, do you guys think I'm going to beat Roxanne with steps today? And literally everyone was like, yeah.
And everyone. Like, not everyone. Like, you got some. But like, I think like 75% was me.
It was like,
and
yeah,
you guys, I didn't beat her. So
yeah, 17% was for me. And then the rest was you. And I was like, and when I called Chantel, she was like, yeah, did you see the story? She's like, damn, everyone likes me. And I was like, literally everyone likes you. What the hell? Like, no one had any faith in me.
Literally not one.
Yeah, it's okay. That's me and Chantel's life, by the way. Like, everyone just likes Chantel and I'm just there. So it's fine. I don't blame them. So it's fine. But Anywho, we are going to discuss the valley, but we wanted to cover two hot topics. And we put this, Laura wrote a story about this on allabouttrh.com a couple of days ago, but it was like a viral video of Joe Gorga, Princess Gorga, revealing he maxed out three of Teresa Giudice's credit cards to start his landscaping business. And I thought it was so interesting. So it was a podcast that he was on, and the clip and everything is on allabouttrh.com. But, you know, he basically says, my parents couldn't pay for college. They didn't have any money. I started working for a landscaper. 6 months later, I opened my business. I just opened my own business. I went out. I took a loan on my sister's credit card, Teresa Gorga at the time. I said, I said to my sister, she just started making it in life. You know, she had three credit cards, I think like 5,000 each. And I said, I want to buy this little landscaping business. And she is my older sister. She backed me up. I maxed out all three credit cards and I went and bought this, you know, Sanford and Son beat up equipment, old truck, 1970 truck. And I went to work. This guy, like if I was him, I would have never told that story.
I know, but you know what though? Like when I was watching it, like it was kind of,
what was that weird pause right now?
I don't know. What was the pause?
What was you like pause for like 30 seconds before you answered?
Oh, really? That was weird.
Go ahead.
When I watched it, like I didn't watch the full podcast, so I don't know exactly after what he said, but just that 53 second clip, you guys, just in case. But like it was actually refreshing to kind of see him talk about his like life with Teresa without having like any sort of like negative connotation with it. Like it was just like, this is a fact, this is what she did for me. And like, you know, he went on. But I don't know what else he said, but like that's how you can just tell that Teresa's always been a great sister. She always has been. Even when we're doing a rewatch, like the way that she would always boast about him just shows again how much she like really like vouched for her brother.
Yeah, so we are doing on our Patreon, we're doing on our VIP section, we're doing a rewatch for season 3 of New Jersey. And I remember an episode where Kathy, Wakili, and Richie, they go see Joe and Melissa. It was the second episode of season 3. And they say to Joe, because Joe says like the reason he has problems with Teresa is because of Juicy. And he said, and Richie and all of them say, the reason that you have problems with Juicy is because all Teresa would ever do is brag about you. She would say, my brother did this. My brother did this. My brother is the most amazing person in the world. And he's like, and then Juicy probably got butthurt about it. And it's like, princess, if that's like what your sister did and all she did was brag about you, how could you ever fight with her on television?
I know. So it's like, it's so weird. And I wonder when he talks about those things out loud, does he feel bad? Does he feel an aching? Does he not care? It's like, those are the things I wonder about.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I recommend definitely, by the way, rewatching season 3, because it is crazy. Before New Jersey starts, like a week before, we're actually going to release our recap of season 3, episode 1, because so many of our Patreon listeners were like, please put this out on your main platform. Like, it is important that people understand and know all these facts and details. So we are going to do that. We're going to give our main platform a little present of that, but it was a really good episode that we did. But yeah, it's just honestly so crazy to me, because if that was my brother, Chantel, if that was my brother, like I'd be like, yeah, mother effer, you see all the shit I would do for you. I'd brag about you to my husband. I'd brag about you to the world. That's how much I loved you. I did anything you wanted to help start your business. No offense. I love my brother to death. If he came to me and he said, hey, like, can I use all three of your credit cards? Like, I would be scared to say, yeah, even though my brother would absolutely like pay me back.
You know what's funny is that whoever the podcaster was interviewing him, she's like, oh, is this why that she always brings it up or something? It's like, I've never once heard this story. So clearly she never brings this
up
ever. Like, it really pissed me off that like, she's like, is this what? No, clearly it's not. We've never heard Teresa ever say, remember when I let you max out my credit cards? Like this was like a new story that we've never heard of. So,
but no offense. I would, if I was on the show and like, this is what my brother was doing to me, I would have brought that up. Like the fact that Teresa doesn't bring this stuff up, I would have brought that shit up.
I'm sure like in general, they've like helped each other out, especially before they were married or whatever the case was. Like that's who they had. It was each other. So like maybe they don't do this little tit for tat thing, but like, you know, if
we're doing a rewatch and that's all Joe is doing.
No, I know, but it's like, you know, I just think things change when they got married. It's like, it just did.
Of course.
And yeah. So like, but maybe before it was like really like such great, like, you know, vibes between.
Well, yeah, they say that. They say that before they got married, like they had the best relationship ever. And Teresa has said that when she and Juicy got married, they still had the best relationship ever. It wasn't until Melissa came in the picture. And again, rewatch season three, you guys, it's traumatizing. It's truly, truly traumatizing. I should not be watching this postpartum, like after having a baby, like, cause it is so much anxiety and all that stuff. Another hot topic that I wanted to cover is Anna from, she used to be on Miami. She was on this season of Miami as like an appearance. She, you know, obviously Todd and Alexia are divorcing, and well, Todd filed for divorce. Anna got involved in, she put her two cents into it, and she spoke to, she DM'd someone, and she said, she's basically saying that this is all done for a storyline. Here's what she said. She's like, that's what I thought, but make no mistake, the cash shakeup and the divorce are related, and the timing of this inevitable, wait, Chantal, what's that word?
Inevitable.
Oh my God. Sorry, guys. Inevitable split is fortuitous. And okay, what are these words? Like, calm down. I don't know, you guys. And a little too coincidental. When your head is on the chopping block and someone is done with you, they're usually willing to help you stay employed. Who is blindsided by a divorce these days? Poppy doesn't want to pay alimony, so he'll be the bad guy and give you your storyline. Period. End of story. Anna, why?
She's doing too much. Like, why is she so obsessed? Like, she's so obsessed with her, and so is Adriana. Like, they just can never, like, just, like, relax.
Right. And, like, at the end of the day, what? First off, Alexia is Miami. If Alexia got off of Miami, whether you like her or not, it would be the weirdest thing in the world. That would be the dumbest casting decision, because Alexia is literally Miami. Just like when you think Marisol, you're like, she's Miami. So I'm like, and first off,
and sorry to cut you off, like, Miami is not like where it's like, oh, we're getting rid of these people, there's gonna be a cast shakeups. Like, they barely keep Miami even like, you know, like a main show. So it's like, they're happy with who they have. They probably have like a low budget, so they're happy with who they have, and they're gonna
give a shit.
Like, no,
they really don't give a shit. Yeah, no. And Alexia, like, we see that she's head over heels for Todd. So, you know, that she loves him and all that stuff.
And Todd does not like the show. So you think he's gonna help her out?
Right. And make himself look like a bad guy. He's dying with like how they're portraying him as it is. So you think he's going to be like, yeah, I'll look even worse? No, that doesn't even make sense. Especially this guy. Like, let's not forget about his Instagram videos. I don't.
Are you stuck on what to get your mom for Mother's Day? Well, I got the best gift for you guys. It's called Storyworth. You have heard us talk about our moms and how they were not born here, so their stories are truly remarkable and something we can never go through. Her retelling of events just brings me joy and this feeling of history that Storyworth helps you preserve from your mom for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. I read the question to my mom of what is the best advice her mom gave her, and it was so funny, you guys. She took like 10 minutes trying to think of it. And you guys know from the stories we've shared that we don't really share our emotions with each other. So this was just like perfect to kind of like say, oh, I'm doing this project, just like let me know, just like talk, you know? Storyworth then makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with the story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. And if they're not good with emails like my mom, you can help fill it out for her. Once it's all done, you will get this like beautiful book, and I can't wait to get the full book so I can show my kids one day all about their grandma or give it to my nieces and nephews. This is so fun. This was so fun for me. Give all the moms in your life a unique heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/allabout. That's storyworth.com/allabout to save $10 on your first purchase.
You guys, I am sorry if...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We were having some Wi-Fi issues. I think it was on my end. And I was like cussing out Chantel on text.
As always.
I know. I was literally texting her. I'm like, dude, your Wi-Fi, like, what is going on? Then we find out that it's mine. And I'm like, okay.
And we've been pretty good. Like, remember when we first started, we had the worst audio. Like, that's so embarrassing, you guys.
Yeah.
You ever have to, like, go back and listen? Ooh, child.
I don't, please don't, though. Don't even. Just kidding. You should still listen. But I hope that they heard our hot topics. The last one made sense. But we did want to cover The Valley because I'm obsessed with the show. I don't think Chantel's as obsessed with it as I am.
I just think, like, it's not horrible when I'm watching, but I feel like I'm just not as invested yet with, like, all the characters.
So I am. Like, I love
it. It's just, whoa. And a lot of the characters bother me. So it's like, you know, I'm just not as invested with them. I still, it's just, it's hard. It's like, doesn't mesh kind of a little bit. So I think they're on the right track, though. So I think, like, if we can
switch. Oh, my gosh. I totally disagree. Like, I totally disagree.
Really?
It completely, they all, like, mesh together. It all, I mean, even if they didn't mesh together, I still like hearing everyone's individual story. And that's what's interesting to me.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just think, like, there's needs to be a couple tweaks, and I think it'll get there. But sometimes that's what it takes, like, one season, and then the next season, you know, like, they see it, and then it gets better and better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will recap The Valley, even though this was really hard for me to do.
Oh my God. See, had I actually, I texted Chantal, I was like, you need to recap it. Had I written notes, I would have had a million things to say about this episode.
Well, I mean, I wrote a lot, so you can definitely tell us your opinion on all this, since, you know, you can relate a lot more of it than probably any of us can. But anyways, we started the episode with Brittany is telling Jax that she's going to Malibu with all the girls and they're going to have fun. And Jax says he's going to have a pool day. And you can just, it's just so funny that, like, to me, though, half the show, like, we've been seeing the guys with the kids more than the girls. Like,
yeah.
You see that?
Or I know.
That's like how life
that's
is.
That's super
now?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when they are with the kids, you can tell they have severe anxiety or they're just annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get back to Jax and Brittany in a second, but they cut off real quick and they go to Jesse and Michelle are packing. And, you know, this is where I just, like, Jesse's energy is just so low.
Chantel, I wrote that. I literally was walking and I was like, let me just real quickly write this, where I wrote Jesse's energy to Michelle when she asked about shoes is my problem in life.
Oh, how funny, because same. I was just like,
yeah,
what is happening? He's so down. I can't. You guys, I could not be with a person that has that type of energy.
What, like, did she ask him again? She was like, do you like my Harry Styles shoes? And he was like, what did he say?
I don't know what he said. He was just energy.
Just like, ugh.
Same. I was like, this is not okay. And, like, this is literally your guys' issue right here. And
she's like being silly and cute. And she's like, do you like it? And he's like, ugh. And I'm like, walk away, dude. Just walk away.
Yeah. He's definitely not a personality I can handle. So,
yeah.
We get back to Jax and he's very OCD and says that he has to have everything cleaned, which was really scary because our kitchen didn't look that clean. But he was saying that you could tell he's way more, he's like the nagger in the relationship, which is funny because usually it's like the girl who's a nagger, but he's definitely the nagger in the relationship. And Brittany's saying she's always trying to be positive and happy. And she says Jax is always moody. And again, I can't handle someone who's moody either. So, like, what's wrong with these guys?
I know.
But, you know, it's just that, you know, she wants someone that is more consistent. He's just, like, up and down. But it feels like it's because Jax thinks that, like, Brittany's, like, almost, like, immature and doesn't get shit done around the house, which makes him probably having to be in this, like, naggy mood, happy one second, annoyed one second. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, my husband is such an OCD freak, and he is all about, like, the house being clean. So, but I am, like, constantly cleaning, and as is he. Like, he's the guy who does the vacuum lines. Like, he knows how to do that, and I don't know how to do that. So, it's interesting because it sounds like Brittany doesn't really clean and Jax is the only one cleaning. So he just gets, like, triggered and annoyed about things more. And then he'll be like to her, I don't know if you had mentioned this, but I know that he keeps, like, saying, like, you need to go out. But then he'll, like, use it against her. And that's, like, annoying to me.
Yeah. And then, like, but I think the problem is, and I'll get into it we can get into it. So Janet and, Jana and Brittany are driving to the house. So they're all going to go to this Malibu house for a night, girls' night out. Naya got this house from her friend. And which was funny, Jana does say that she looks up everyone's house on Zillow. And we do that a lot too. You know, like,
we always do that.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, it's so stalkerish of all of us to do that. But
yeah,
you just kind of want to know, like, what they paid for it and, like, what it was on the market.
We're just nosy.
I know, we really are. It's so bad.
Yeah. But, well, no, but Chantal, before they do go to, before they went to this like Malibu house that Naya had, there was like a scene of Brittany having a hangover and not feeling good. And Jax mentions how he gets annoyed when Brittany acts like this because then he's responsible for the kid and he tells her to stop drinking and act like a mom if she wants more kids. And like, that's ugly of him too.
Yeah, I know. And this, but this is where, like, I think Brittany is telling Jana in the car, like, there's a double standard because, like, she'll go out and, like, she'll come, she'll not feel good. And then, like, he does the same thing. And, like, it's only on her. But it does feel like Brittany does not know her limit. And she does come home a lot hungover. I don't know what Jax does, but from what we're seeing in the show, it's like Brittany really loves to party. And she clearly is trying to escape from something. And, like, it's like she's like, she just wants to have fun, but she takes it to the next level.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to have a hangover, that's fine. But just know that tomorrow you have responsibilities. So when you wake up, you can't be like, oh, I don't feel good. Like, I can't do anything. When I drink, I know that I'm still going to have to get shit done tomorrow and I'm going to have to figure it out. And same with my husband. It's like, okay, you want to drink? That's fine. But tomorrow, like, you're not going to sit here and act a certain way because you drink. Like, that's on you. Like, you need to figure it out. So it's like, if she could drink and just know that tomorrow she has to wake up and she has a child and, you know, it is what it is. And but if it's like once in a while, like it's once in a while too.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that way though.
Yeah, I mean, and she definitely can't handle her liquor. It's crazy because I don't remember on Vanderpump Rules her being like that.
I know. So I think like she's just, I don't know. I don't know what she's, maybe she's
like over drinking. Yeah. She didn't seem like she drank much anyways like before.
Yeah, even in the end, he's like, you know, it's not even good for your body. You know, it's like, so clearly she's drinking a little too much where you have to kind of say things, but we'll get to that too.
Yeah, but wait, him saying to her, like, oh, it's not good for you. Like, shut up, Jax.
Yeah,
like shut up.
No, trust me. I can't stand Jax. Don't get it twisted, you guys. Like, I literally think he's like the worst human being.
Yeah.
And this show has not helped my opinion on him. Like, I don't like his, I just don't like Jax. And
yeah,
I don't think I ever will like him.
And he drinks a lot. You can tell Chantel behind the scenes, he is on her about like how she looks. Like you could tell.
Oh yeah. I mean, we'll get more into it for sure because it all plays. But you know, before we get into the house, Naya is hoping that it's going to be a peaceful and bonding. And Janet's hoping that Kristen comes in with good vibes. They're just like all trying to like, you know, say what they think that's going to happen. And they get to the house, which is beautiful. Like, I wish we had friends like this that, you know, just gives us this rental home to,
right,
to hang out in. But Naya sets up this cute thing. You know, I actually think it's Nia. You know, by the way, I heard one of the girls say Nia.
Oh, really? I don't remember.
Someone let us know. Is it Nia or Naya? But
yeah.
I heard someone saying Nia. So I was like, is it Nia?
Yeah,
I might just say Naya until we confirm it.
Right.
The girls are doing a paint and sip, and they're stating their intentions for it. And Kristen is, this is you guys, I can't with this part. Because Kristen is saying her intention is what she wants is peace, and she's very empathetic to everyone. And you can just see everyone's, like, mouth drop. And was like, are you joking, Kristen? Are you really think you're empathetic to everyone's situation?
Right.
And Bravo is doing this like dirty thing to Kristen. They keep showing these like you know, Vanderpump flashbacks of her, and they're not great flashbacks. And it's like, damn, like she's trying to like help the show become successful, and like look at how they're doing her dirty.
Listen, Kristen was young though in a lot of that, very very young. So I mean, people can change.
Yeah, you could tell Kristen did not felt like very off in this thing. It's like she wasn't bringing it, and she was just like, these girls are like mad at me almost in a sense. Did you feel that way?
No, I felt like she like adapted to everything really well, even though she knew there might be some tension.
Okay. They're kind of doing their sip. They're still, you know, doing their sip and paint. And, we get to a scene where Brittany pulls Michelle aside and they're just having a one-on-one, and she asks how the relationship is going. And Michelle is saying she is more unhappy than happy. And she brings up this whole thing about how she holds resentment again, you know, for the past 3 years. Clearly her kid's 3 years old, so she felt like she did this all alone without him.
Well, she mentions COVID. She says that like once, she said this in her confessional with COVID, that you know, when he was, when it was COVID time, he was so involved, and then as soon as like you could go out again, he was kind of checked out. But Chantal, Michelle's tricking.
Oh yeah, we find this out, and which is funny because she like, we find out even in this conversation that a year ago from this conversation, she applies for an apartment, and that, you know, she decided to give him a second chance, which is just like crazy. So it's like, they really have a lot of issues. And yeah, we can jump to the scene where we hear the guys talk about Michelle. The guys are all at Jack's pool party. Why are you laughing?
Because you're all over the place.
I know, because you keep making me want to.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Okay, go ahead.
But we get to the scene where the guys are all talking about like their relationships, whatever, and they bring up that Michelle's hanging around this director, and they keep bleeping out this director's name.
Yeah, and crazy.
And they're like straight up asking him, like, "Are you sure you're okay with this?" Luke even says, "You know, like, are you really like okay with having your girl hang out with this person?" And Jesse's acting like he's totally fine with it. Do you think he's just like saying that?
He seemed like honestly fine with it, but she seems like she really is hanging out with this man.
This man, I Googled him, and a lot of people are saying that it was Quentin Tarantino.
Okay, this guy's old. Or Michael Bay, I saw.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people kept saying the way that they can read Jax's lips, because the way they, like, they
oh
just,
my gosh,
like,
that's so funny.
Yeah, the way they just bleep it out. They don't bleep out his lips. So, like, they're, like, almost 95% sure it was Quentin Tarantino. And, like, this man is, like, way older. He was, like, born in the 60s.
I'm sorry, she's checked the F out, and that's unacceptable, period. I mean, it's unacceptable if he did that with, like, a director or a celebrity. Like, it's unacceptable either way. So, but she doesn't give a shit. She's totally checked out.
Yeah, and it just gives her more of the motive to be like, I'm done. Like, there's nothing to work on. Like, I'm having fun with other people. I'm having fun with other guys. And, like, and this guy's married, by the way, too. So, I don't know.
Oh, if it is Quentin, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a confessional with Luke, and Luke drops this thing where he's like, there's a secret about Michelle, and you could totally tell us about her cheating. Like, she probably told Kristen that she cheated or did something, and Luke almost implies it, but he doesn't fully say what it is, but it for sure is cheating.
Yeah, and I mean, it sounds like we're going to find out later on in the seasons and stuff, but it doesn't even matter, because you could tell she wants nothing to do with this relationship. Like, she's ready to go. She's been ready to go. She does not care, and, you know,
you're right. She's been ready to go a year ago. It's done.
Yeah, they say, like, when a woman gets to that point, that's it. There's no going back. When a woman gets to that point of, like, I'm ready to leave you, no matter what you do, there's no going back once a woman gets to that point.
100%.
Can we talk about the fact they had asked each – in the Malibu house, they had asked the girls, like – I forgot if it was, like, the craziest thing that's ever happened or the most embarrassing. And then Brittany says that she, like – took a pooper.
Yeah, she says a disgusting story of having to shit in the water with Jack's parents.
Chantel?
No, stop. Like, I will throw up right now that, like, you would have, I mean, I know things happen. Like, I know.
We've all had the sweats, right?
Yes.
Right. Like, you've all had that. However, I rather internally suffer than that ever happened to me.
There's no way. Like, it would literally have to be, like, involuntarily that it just came out of me somehow. There's no way. Like, there's just no way. There's no way. I would die. Like, she just nasty. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I was just like, this is so on brand for her.
I know. And then, like, they show Michelle saying that she goes to the lobby to poop and she's never pooped in front of her husband. And, like,
which is you.
Yeah, which is me. You guys, like, I have so many tricks about doing stuff like this. Like, I would pretend I'm going to the gym at a hotel room to, like, go use the bathroom or something.
Chantel, when we were in Santa Barbara, Chantel literally would go to the lobby, like, every morning, and she would use the bathroom instead of doing it in her hotel room.
Yeah, like, if there's no, like, separation of space, and, like, you could hear something, there's no way I'm doing it. And, like, I'm still like that, and I'm married already. Like, I'm still, there has to be some sort of separation. Like, you'll never know I'm going to do number two. There's no way. And the fact that, you know, Brittany is freaking out that Michelle doesn't poop in front of her husband is, like, you're nasty.
Wait, but Chantel, like, I feel like a lot of people do that. I've been married for almost 6 years. My anniversary is at the end of this month, and it'll be 6 years. And I, like, when me and my husband are in a hotel, if I have to use the bathroom, I tell him to go on the deck. Like, I'm like, I'm uncomfortable just knowing that you're here. Like, I need you to go on the deck. Like, I need to use the bathroom. Now, before I got married, I wouldn't even say that. I would do what Chantel did. I would, like, or I would be like, you go to the pool. Like, I'm coming and use the potty or something. But I am very scared. Me and my husband have different toilets too. Like, I have the master bathroom toilet and he uses the kids' toilet. So,
yeah.
I love it like that.
Yeah, I hope I can get to the point where it's like, I can do something like that. But right now I'm still so uncomfortable. Like I, even him, like I never know when, you know, it's happening. Like, and I, right now I'm happy we keep it that way.
Yeah. Well, I know when my husband's using the bathroom, cause he's the type who uses the bathroom 700 times a day. But for me, like, no, I mean, now I say it, like I'll use it, but like, he cannot be anywhere near me or I will never be able to like be comfortable and use the bathroom. So I don't know how, let us know if you guys like, just like, you know, cause we have a cousin that she's like, I don't give a fuck. Like I leave my door open when I'm taking
she's
a
Brittany.
Shit.
She's Brittany. It's disgusting. And I'm like,
we look at her and we're like, you're disgusting, dude. Like you are like, so gross.
Why would you ever want to do that? Like, why does someone, even your significant other, like, why do they have to see that? Why do they have to be around that? I just think it's so weird. But
disgusting. Yeah.
They're still playing truth or dare. And like a question says like, explain like the last time you had sex or something, and Janet, which I don't really care, talks about it, and then we get to Brittany, and this is where Brittany says that she hasn't had sex in a month and a half, and they all were like, what? Even Naya, who just had twins like literally like a month ago, it was like freaking out and saying like, that's way
but too. How could she say that? Like, she was like also like 6 weeks postpartum, and I'm like, you're not allowed to have sex for 6 weeks. So I'm
yeah,
like,
I know,
what
but
is
like
she saying,
I think she's just making it seem like that's like, that's because she has to follow those rules. But like when they're not having to follow those rules, like there's no way they go even a week.
Right.
And she explains that like Jax doesn't know how to make her feel sexy. And
which I totally see that.
100%. Jax is a terrible human. I'm sorry. The way he thinks that he's like the creme de la creme or something. And he just thinks he's so hot. And it's like, you're even lucky you have a wife right now.
Yeah. And you could tell, like, obviously, like Brittany, like looks good. She looks good, but you know, you could tell that he is I mean, she went and she did her chin and now she like looks crazy. You could tell that he's made comments to her to not feel sexy.
Oh yeah. 100%.
And I'm sure like she does, like she had kids the same time that, you know, like Stassi and all of them did. So she compares herself, and maybe Jax even compares it. And that's like the worst thing possible when people compare that stuff. Like, oh, her body. Like, remember when Sheena was having such a hard time and she kept comparing her body to Lala after a baby? Like, it really is annoying when you are pregnant at the same time as everyone else and then have a kid every time. And then you see someone like bounce back right away.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's all hard. And like, we even get to the point where Naya has to leave because, you know, Danny, they live in the Valley, and the Valley's like super hot apparently, and they don't have any air conditioning. And like, you know, I don't blame this though. He's like with three kids, you know, and it's like,
oh, that would happen to me, by the way, that whole scenario.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like we would never make a guy come home. So it's like, if I can handle it, why can't you? But like, they just can't handle it, you guys. Like sometimes they just can't.
Yeah.
And you know, Malibu's not that far. So it's like probably like what, an hour, 45 minute drive.
But she was hosting, dude.
I know. So like, for her to have to leave,
I don't know if I would leave if I was hosting, but like that's happened to me where I'm like out with my friends and I'm like, dude, this is happening at home, I need to go. And they're like, what the fuck, fuck that. And I'm like, well, you don't have kids yet, you don't understand, like I have to go. Yeah.
We the next morning we see everyone wake up and Brittany is really hungover and like she's like ready to barf, and I just can't with her. It really grosses me out. And like, poor Janet, she's like pregnant, she has to like take this like hungover girl home. Like, I think that's anybody's like worst, like sober's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
But we do get to Naya in the beginning of the episode, or during the episode, does talk about her feeling that she has some sort of baby blues and postpartum, and she's not with her husband, and she's like opening up about it with him. And I just feel so bad for her. You know, you could just tell she's getting so emotional, all her confessionals still. And I think it was just like such a hard thing for her. And you know what they mentioned, which makes so much sense for even someone like me? It's like, they mentioned the word, you're a high functioning depression.
Yeah, functioning. And, yeah, I've never heard that.
Yeah, and it makes so much sense. Is because like you could be very sad and like, you know, very down, but you're still high and functioning. You're still getting shit done. You're still doing things. You're still being busy trying to do all these things, but you're just like, you're just sad and down. And like, that makes, I feel like a lot of us are like that, honestly.
Oh my gosh. I feel like, you know, so nice seeing her open up about that, because that's such like a sensitive thing to open up about. And I feel like I definitely had that with Jack. And I was just also sleep deprived. Like, you're waking up a million times at night and you're feeding your baby and you're like awake while the baby's eating, and they're new and they take a while to eat. And then you have to put yourself back to sleep like 10 different times. And then you get sleep deprived and you're like, this is the life that I always wanted. But why am I feeling so sad? Why am I like so depressed? And I honestly felt that so much with Jack. And I was like, this is so relatable because I had postpartum depression with Jack, but I never heard the whole functioning depression thing. So I was like, This is so interesting to me.
Same. The high functioning thing was very, very like, you know, eye opening a little bit.
Yeah, no.
And I think your hormones are just all over the place. And sometimes it just takes a while for them to level out. So like people are just like, why am I feeling this way? And it's like so sad because like you love your baby so much and you love you're so blessed, but then you're just like sad. And you're
she had to try. Like I think there were some like infertility things, so she had to try. So it's like I'm sure she is like, oh my gosh, like I, you know, this is all I ever wanted, but like you cannot control your hormones and like how you're feeling. So it's so crazy. You know what? We also didn't mention Chantel when they were playing Truth or Dare. I didn't like when Michelle said something about Kristen and she was like, I hope Kristen doesn't reproduce or have a baby because like we don't need more Kristens out there. And I was like, that's a really shitty thing to say when someone's actually trying to have a baby.
I know. That was really messed up.
I thought that was really ugly of her.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that comment either.
Yeah, I was not okay with that. And like, especially like with fertility, like people are struggling and they're and like you're
her age is already not on her side.
Right. So. And I'm opening up to you about like how I want to get pregnant so badly and you're putting that to the universe. It's like that's why like half the time, like when I want something, like I'll keep it to myself.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I don't want that energy.
I don't think like Michelle's coming off as likable. And especially like if there's like, you know, she's the one that ruining her mirrors, like she's going to get it for her.
She dresses really well though. I will give her that. I really like how she dresses.
She's a very like attractive person.
Yeah, she is.
But I just love Naya and her. Is it Danny? This one's Danny, right?
Yeah, Danny.
I just love their relationship. They're just like really goals. Like he's so supportive. He's like, they're listening
so
to her.
Supportive.
Yeah. And he's like, if you need help, like get help. And like, just so supportive. And then we get to Brittany opening up to Jax. And this is where I'm just like, oh my God. She's like saying like, she's telling him, I don't want to be Michelle and Jesse a year from now. Like, I'm telling you, I don't want to be like that with them. So we need to do better. We need to have more sex. We need to be more in tune. You know, I love you. And he is receptive. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is a thing that I can't stand about a lot of people. They'll say, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then nothing changes. And so like, mm-hmm. This is why she moved out a year later, because she kept telling you, I don't want it to be this way. And you did nothing about it.
Well, what was interesting is that he was like, anyways, divorce isn't even in my vocabulary. Like, we would never divorce. And they both were like, yeah, we'll never. And then look where they're at right now.
Yeah. I just think it's because he thought that she would never leave him. He thought that she was just always going to be there. And she finally was like, no, I'm not. Like, if I'm not happy, I'm not going to be here.
Right. You. Yeah. I'm proud of her for that.
And then the last scene was, again, Jesse and Michelle. And, again, we just see Michelle so checked out. And, like, you see Jesse getting emotional.
So checked out.
Yeah, and you see Jesse getting emotional saying, I really want to work on this. Like, I really want to do everything we can. And please, like, basically, like, please don't leave. And it was just, like...
This is like a good side that we saw of Jesse, but yeah. I mean, again, I know sometimes it's too late, but she is just checked out. And he's receptive. Like, he's like, I know that you're at a place where you might not want this at all, but like, I really want to make it work. Like, is it worth it for us to be in therapy? We're spending all this money. And she's like, I don't know. But you could look at her and she's like, dude, I'm trying to leave last year. So
yeah, she's trying to make it seem like she's trying to make it seem like she cares. But she's done. Like, she's been done.
She also told him that she opened up to Brittany about a lot of stuff. And he was like, what kind of stuff? And what's crazy is Brittany's a true one because she didn't even – wait, I mean, did she talk about it with Jax? I don't think she said, like, details.
No, she was just kind of saying to them, like, I just don't want to be them.
Yeah, like, she was big. Like, she didn't – yeah.
But, like, everyone's like that. Even when Naya went back, she's like, you know, Brittany and Jax don't have sex for a month and a half. Like, when you hang out with other couples and you hear about other couples, you always go back and, like, somehow. Like,
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Like, I could be like, okay, our relationship is pretty good. Like, high five, you know, like, look at this couple. Like, and it's not, we don't wish the bad for any of them. But, like, it just, like, you selfishly feel good about your relationship because you're like, okay, well, thank God I'm not there, you know, so. I feel like everyone does that. Everyone goes back and does that because like the things that like your husband complained about or you complain about, you're like, imagine if you had this, you know?
Oh yeah. 100%.
We all do that. So yeah, honestly, again, I'm loving it and okay. I'm loving the valley. So that's all that I got, you guys. And
are you guys watching it though?
Yeah. Let us know if you're watching it. I mean, I think people are watching it, to be honest. Anyways, back
so, like,
to me.
Jax, so Jax is on, sorry, real quick, because is Jax really on the Vanderpump Rules again? Like, is he, because I saw another, like, clip of him on there.
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Oh, okay, me either.
Yeah, so let us know, because we definitely don't watch Vanderpump Rules right now. I feel like I am going to eventually catch up on it once I have, like, more time in my life, but I don't know. I haven't at least this last week to do that, but I'm hearing that it's getting a little bit better. So I probably should just like tune in just to watch.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I will too.
Well, my birthday's in 3 days, guys. And like, let's hope it's a good day. So
it will be. Why not? You'll be with your kids in the morning and then you can go out and have some pasta and some wine. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting flashbacks of where I was at this time last year, and I was in Marco Island, and just such a fun birthday. And this
I told you, like, when we travel, it's so much fun. It's so much better.
Oh my gosh, so much better. I know. I've said, like, I don't want to ever throw birthdays for my kids and spend like I did with some of them, like thousands of dollars, when I can just go on vacation with my family.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have a great day. And
oh my gosh. I mean,
hopefully, if we don't do another podcast, happy birthday, Rexia.
Yeah. Okay,
we'll get back to probably doing three episodes once like things pick up in the
Bravo once
world.
New Jersey's back. Once
yeah, like right now there's nothing to report.
We're gonna be so overwhelmed when New Jersey comes back. Like, oh my gosh, it's gonna be crazy. But there is only 13 episodes, so I mean, whatever.
That's still 3 months.
I know. All right. Well, okay, have a great day, guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.